episode of Chi Beta Justice was recorded at the Public House Theater in front of a live audience. Yeah. It's time for Chi Beta Justice, those super saviors of sophomores and seniors, led by chapter president Southern Belle, wielder of the enchanted parasol, the General Lee.
The South will rise again, y'all.
Hot Mess, the totes fabulous beglittered Kesha enthusiast who's really smart.
I think you're my raw smart.
Obvi! The pretty one, the gorgeous 7 foot tall music major with the strength of Hercules and the beauty of Aphrodite.
Oh, stop it already.
And the newest sister, Legacy, with the power of getting whatever she wants.
Hey, that's accurate.
I know! Together they are Chi Beta Justice. Defenders of good and champions of righteousness. They stand for the freedom of the universe.
Mr. Narrator!
And the rest.
Really? I get professored in Marianne? I'm friendzone, and I have a car on campus!
Yes, you do. Together they are Chi Beta Justice. Defenders of good and champions of righteousness. Chi Beta Justice fights for truth, justice, and the Greek way! Today's adventure, the trial of Southern Belle. In the Greek... In the Greek justice system of Freedom University, the students are judged by two separate yet equally important groups. The dean, who is actually a deranged megalomaniacal genius bent on world domination, and the adjudicator, a mysterious superpowered being possessed of all knowledge of the law and the ability to assign blame to the truly guilty party. These are their stories. We join Chi Beta Justice's chapter president, Southern Belle, as she is led into the legendary law building of Freedom University by her justice sister, Pre-Law.
Pre-Law, have you ever met him before?
The adjudicator? No. But some of my professors have. When they talk about him, they always have a tinge of fear in their voices. They say people who meet with the adjudicator always seem different after their encounter.
Oh, my!
There's a rumor around the superhero law department that he is nothing but a disembodied collection of the minds of every former member of the Supreme Court. Another rumor is that he is a galactic entity that feeds on justice. Oh, the other thing I've heard, Southern Belle, and this is super crazy important. Whatever you do, don't you ever, ever... under any circumstance. Oh, we're here. Judicial Annex 3B. This is where your trial will take place. Good luck.
Wait! Pre-Law! Hello? Gosh, it's darker in here than an Alaskan outhouse in December. Turn off that spotlight. I'm blinder than a catfish in a rainstorm.
Southern Belle. You have been summoned before the adjudicator for your alleged violations of Freedom University's superhero code of conduct. If you are found guilty, I will have no choice but expel you from Freedom University and pull Chi Beta Justice's charter.
I understand, Mr. Disembodied Voice. Sir...
How do you feel?
Oh, your adjudicatorness, I'm more frightened than a poodle in a puddle of pudding.
That poor poodle! For the record, please state your name and title.
Southern Belle, Chi Beta Justice President.
State your real name for the record.
Is that really necessary?
State your real name for the record.
Not gonna give up on that, are ya? All right, real name? Eula Belle Tubbs.
Eula Belle.
It is a family name.
I hereby proclaim it legally awful.
Moving.
moving on. Do you have anything to state for the record before we begin?
Yes. I was only doing what I thought was right.
I would like you to, in your own words, explain to me exactly what happened. And do not be frightened like a poodle in a puddle of pudding.
Well, it all started at the beginning of the semester. My granddaddy drove me back to campus early so I could set things up, clean the place from top to bottom, get the rooms ready, set up the kitchen, put little potpourri in all the bathrooms, go to T-Mart and get some supplies for the girls and I to scrapbook while we told stories about what we did over the summer and discussed our hopes and our dreams for the future because we're sisters and that's what sisters do. But when I got there and opened the front door, ah, it is so good to be back. What in tarnation? Why is there a tent in my foyer? Who's there? You come out now. I have a magical enchanted parasol and I'm not afraid to open it indoors.
Whoa, Thother Bell, it's me.
Friendzone, Samuel Hell Jackson, you nearly scared the tar out of me.
Sorry about that, Bell. I've missed you.
Have you been staying here all summer?
Come on, I'm not that pathetic. I mean, I knew you were going to come by early to get here, get everything set up because, I mean, it's you and that's what you do. And I wanted to help, though I got here a few weeks early. I haven't shaved in a while. I hope my new rugged beard isn't too much for you.
Beard? I don't see a beard. Oh, wait, there's a slight patch of blonde on your cheek. Is that what you're talking about?
Oh, yes.
That is adorable.
Not manly and rugged?
No. Now, it's time to get cleaning. Why don't you take down your little tent, darling, and we'll get to it.
You got it, Belle.
And while you're at it, go ahead and bring all the furniture up from the basement.
You got it.
And then go ahead and start working on the yard. There are some weeds growing on the north side of the house, and pretty much all the hedges need a good trimming.
Okay.
And then I'll need you to drive me to T-Mart.
Right.
And so I cleaned and cleaned and cleaned until the entire Justice House was spick and span and organized and peaceful. And then the girls started arriving. Hot mess! Hey, girl, how was your summer?
I found a new brand of glitter. Yay.
And you're getting it all over the carpet. Well, that's great, darling. Oh, it is so good to see you. Once you get settled in, I was thinking we could all talk about our summers and share what we want to accomplish this year. Oh, and I drafted up some new battle strategies I want to go over for when we're out in the field, keeping the campus safe. Oh, and then I was thinking we could make some virgin margaritas and just dish.
Yeah, that sounds great and all. But my special guy friend, Peter Parkour, is gonna come by and we're gonna hang out by my room for a while. But if you wanna bring the drinks by the room, that'd be great. But if there's a sock on the door, go away.
But we need to have some sister time.
Yeah. No. Bye.
Oh my God, Southern Belle!
Pretty one, hi! Oh, no! Pretty one, we talked about your hugs. You gotta loosen your grip.
Oh, sorry about that.
It's fine. Oh, am I happier than a pig in slop to see you? So, the plan is, wait, what are you wearing?
Oh, you like it? I wanted to show off my new hero gear. Since I'm going pro, I hired an agent and she said that I needed to market myself. So I commissioned this armor.
It's cute, but isn't your battle skirt a bit, what's that word I'm looking for? Short?
Oh, Belle, you and your southern modesty. I'm gonna go unpack.
Legacy, hi.
Hey, Belle, how was your summer? Oh, wait, before you answer, I was thinking. This year, do you think I could have my own room?
Well, darling, only the chapter president gets her own room.
Oh. Huh. Oh, well.
So, the plan for tonight is...
Wow, that really sounds neat. But I think I'm gonna go upstairs and unpack and then go to bed early. I'm really tired. Night!
Oh, for crying out loud! Doesn't anyone want to hang out with me?
Well, I'd love to.
Oh, all-nighter! I didn't see you there. Great. Let me get my scrapbooking materials.
Scrapbooking? I think I have my scrapbooking stuff packed away in a box somewhere. I had to stay up all night packing, so I drank a lot of coffee because I put it off until the last minute because I worked 4 jobs during the summer. And one of my jobs is a lifeguard, which I've been doing since I was 16, and I really like the job, of course. And this year we had this new guy there named Tom, and he was incredibly cute, but he was really full of himself. And we went out a few times on moonlit walks and stuff like that since I don't really sleep. But I was staying with my parents, who don't really get my powers, that I don't really sleep, but I've got a lot of energy. So I also did some work as a vigilante in my neighborhood over the summer, but there isn't a lot of crime at night in rural Iowa. But it was okay. I stopped some local kids from defacing the statue of Captain Kirk. And I don't know about you, but I never watched Star Trek. I never really got into it. But when I tell people I'm from Riverside, Iowa, people just assume I'm a geek girl, but I'm really not. It's not that I have anything against it. I just like to read more than anything. And I get a lot of reading done. But my last boyfriend was this guy named Speed Reader, and he reads a lot, which was great because we had a lot to talk about. And he was a really good listener, because sometimes I talk a lot, but maybe he wasn't such a good listener as it just took him a long time to formulate a sentence. He was a really good kisser. And he probably still is. I should call him, but it was really great catching up, Southern Belle. Bye!
That was exhausting. I'm going to bed.
Miss Bell, please stay on target.
I'm getting to it, oh monotoned one. So, the next morning I woke up and the whole house was messy and disorganized and just overall untidy. Dishes were piled up in the sink. There was glitter on everything. Girls were practicing their powers in the house, and if I said anything, they would just roll their eyes and ignore me. I was at my wit's end. And then there was a knock at the door. Hello? May I help you?
Oh, no, dear. May I help you? I'm Sweet Mother Justice, and I've been assigned to be your house mother this year.
House mother? But we've never had a house mother before.
I can tell. But I'm here to help you keep the peace in your precious justice house.
Nothing personal, Mother Justice, but keeping the peace? Here? I have tried. Plus, I don't know if you know this, but we're a sorority of super-powered sisters, so trying to keep all of us in line is gonna be harder than whispering on the 4th of July.
Oh, my dear, you don't understand. I have superpowers, too.
Really?
Southern Belle, tell Hot Mess she can't kick me out of the room every single night. Once in a while, fine, but I haven't even gotten to unpack. She just keeps the sock on the door handle. It's not fair.
Hey, Peter Parkour and I were just studying.
For what? Classes don't start for another week.
We were, studying for life.
Whatever.
Allow me, dear. Listen up. There will be no boys in this house. This is a sorority house for ladies, and while you are a member of this sorority, you will all behave as such. Do you understand me?
Yeah.
What was that?
Yes, ma'am.
And take those glasses off. You're inside.
Yes, ma'am.
Ha! And you, stop whining and complaining. That's not fair. Well, honey, life's not fair. You can't always get your way, and that's just a lesson you need to learn. Southern Belle just woke up, and she worked her fingers to the bone to get things ready for all of you. Maybe you can make her some breakfast or do something that isn't completely self-serving. Do you understand me, young lady?
Yes. Right away. I'll go make some biscuits and gravy. Is that okay, Belle?
That'd be lovely.
Thank you.
I have the gift of tough love and telling people what they need to hear. Oh, but I hope I wasn't too hard on them. They both seem like such sweet girls.
Are you kidding? That was amazing.
Morning, Belle. Oh, hi. I'm the pretty one.
I'll say you are. My goodness, if you aren't the most beautiful creature I've ever seen in all my life.
Oh, thank you. Oh, hey, Belle. I was going to go to the band room to practice my sousaphone.
I certainly hope you're not going out dressed like that.
Like what?
Like some kind of cheap trollop. Your skirt is impossibly short. A girl like you shouldn't be showing off in an outfit like that. Leopard print armor and a short battle skirt? You're practically naked. You can't fight evil looking like that. You march yourself upstairs right now this instant and put on something respectable.
But...
Absolutely no buts about it, Missy. This is an order. If you want to leave this house, you will change. Now go.
Look, I'm a 7-foot-tall Amazon with the strength of Hercules. How are you gonna stop me? Oh, you're just gonna stare at me with a stern look on your face? Like that's gonna have any effect on me? You're still staring. Really? Well, I'll just stare back. Okay, I'll go change.
Mother Justice, I don't think you're a superhero. I think you're an angel.
Oh, aren't you sweet? Tell you what, you go eat your breakfast and I'll go find a place to put my things, and then you and I will roll up our sleeves and get to work.
Ma'am, yes, ma'am.
So, this sweet Mother Justice came in and the two of you went to clean up the Justice House.
Literally and figuratively, Your Most High Judge Orama. Together, we cleaned up the girls' rooms and got rid of anything even mildly offensive. We set a curfew, no boys allowed, not even friend zone. Even though he's like one of the girls, Mother Justice was adamant that there could be no exceptions. And then, of course, the weeks went on and things were just great. Until one day when we were on the porch.
No.
I love to hear myself say that I love you. I love me loving you all of the time. I just can't get by the fact that I'm the greatest man you've ever had.
Oh, I love the way you... Wait, what?
I love to hear myself singing about you. I bet your precious Kesha couldn't write a song quite as fine as mine. I might as well let you know, because I'm sure that you didn't, that you're totally right.
No, I totally knew that already.
It's probably fairly easy to see yourself by my side all of the time. You're so pretty when you're with me.
Wait, and like, I'm real smart too, right?
Well, some...
Yeah, real smart.
Whatever. Yeah. Just know it's me who loves you. Not quite sure what I'd do if I wasn't sure that you're my biggest fan.
I am.
That's friggin' right, so take my well-toned hand on this one night stand for forever.
Yeah, I love that line.
That's right, you do. Yeah. Me loving you, loving me. Me loving you. Loving me. Loving me. So much, hot mess.
Yeah.
Have you missed me?
Yeah, I guess.
I love you.
Cool.
What exactly am I looking at here?
This is my special guy friend.
Boyfriend.
Special guy friend. Peter Parkour.
First of all, you need to wear shoes, and no, sandals do not count. Second of all, put a shirt on. We get it. You're in shape. Put a shirt on.
Whoa, lady. I don't think you understand. I'm a superhero. I was bitten by a radioactive parkour enthusiast, and now I can do whatever a parkour enthusiast can. So this is my uniform.
If you are going to be in this household...
No shirt, no shoes, no... service.
Gross.
So why don't you head on back to your dorm room and actually put some clothes on, and then we can talk about the proper way to court a lady, because hanging around outside playing guitar is unacceptable. Now march.
Look, Granny, Peter Parkour ain't gonna put a shirt on because you were all stern at me. Oh? Nothing to say to that? You're just gonna stare at me? You think I'm scared, bro? I'm gonna go put a shirt on.
Hot mess. I respect you as a woman, and you have the freedom to date whomever you wish. But you could do so much better than that loaf.
He is not a laugh. He's hot, and he plays the guitar in the quad.
What about that nice Larry Speederman? He lives down the street. His father owns a grocery store in town.
Ew. A townie. You know, I never thought about this before, but Larry and Peter actually kind of look alike.
What? No, they don't. I mean, Peter's all muscly and tall and confident, but Larry wears, like, baggy clothes and slouches, and he wears glasses. They're two totally different people.
Let me set you up with him. Just one date, and I'm sure you'll see that I'm right.
Ew. It'll be good for you, hot mess.
Belle, can we talk to you over here?
We'll be right back, Mother Justice.
Sure thing, dear. Just remember, I'm always watching.
Gosh, isn't she just the best? Don't you gals think she's the best?
Mother Justice is the worst. Literally the worst.
Belle, she's out of control. She's made so many changes, I barely recognize the place.
I know. Isn't it great? The place is clean. All you gals dress and act like proper ladies now. We actually spend time together like sisters.
Yeah, but we have, like, no free will.
There are so many rules, and then there's the disciplining.
Like, she grounded Matchmaker.
But you hate Matchmaker.
I know, she's also the worst. But she, like, grounded her. That's like something a parent would do.
Gals, I let you down. I gave y'all too much freedom to do whatever you want, and you walked all over me. But we're in a sorority, and there are rules and responsibilities, and we can't just ignore either. Mother Justice has helped me remember my place as president, and that sometimes I have to lay down the law and show you gals some tough love. I'm still your friend and your sister, but I'm also in charge. You have to respect that.
Hey, look, it's Legacy, and she's, like, running or something.
Legacy, what's wrong?
It's Major Opposition. He's attacking the activity fair.
Oh, good. I could use something to smash right now.
Oh, I'm afraid you girls aren't going anywhere.
What?
It's after your curfew. I know several of you have exams tomorrow, and I'm sure a number of you have homework that still needs to be finished. With all of the excitement of being superheroes, it's easy to forget that you're students and have academic responsibilities.
But we also have a responsibility to save the day. Right, Southern Belle?
Belle?
Tell her we have to go save the day.
Belle?
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 Miss Belle?
Yes?
So, each of the girls said your name. This is relevant to the story, correct?
No, I guess not.
Very well. So, after the needless repetitions of your name, you went and saved the day, correct?
I did not.
How did the other girls take your decision?
Not well.
This is so stupid.
I can't believe you, Belle. you've changed.
What would Friendzone say if he were allowed in the house? Probably something like, Belle, you can't. You're a hero. You just can't let the day go unsaved.
It's the rules, though. We have to obey them.
Wrong. Rules are meant to be broken. I'm going.
Me too. Come on, Legacy.
Belle, come with us. You're our leader. We need you.
I can't.
Fine. Be that way.
You know what you have to do, don't you?
I do.
And what did you do?
I wrote formal write-ups against the three of them and submitted it to the Chi Beta Justice National Committee. They stopped major opposition, sure enough, but when they got home, Mother Justice had locked them out of the house. She said if they wanted to be out all night and not care about the curfew, she'd just leave them out there. They ended up sleeping in Friendzone's dorm room. Friendzone, of course, slept in his car.
But then one of your other sisters came to you with some troubling information.
Is that correct? She did, this is true.
I'd like to call our first witness to the stand at this time. Katie Starbuck! You are Katie Starbuck, also known as All-Nighter.
Yep, that's me, but I'm actually Catherine Starbuck. My middle name is Gertrude. I've never liked that name. I think it was my great-aunt's name. I've never met her, but my grandpa always talked about how much he hated her.
Silence!
Okay.
So, I want you to tell us, without any caffeine-induced tangents, exactly what you told Southern Belle about Mother Justice.
Well, I was studying for an anthropology test, not like a really important one, but I really wanted to get a good grade because my parents put a lot of pressure on me, which makes me kind of obsessive about my grades. Wait, is this a tangent or is this part of the same thought? I don't know, I'm gonna keep going. So, I was up late and I went down to the kitchen to make some coffee, and I normally just use the really fancy one that Speedreader got me for our 1 month anniversary, which is really sweet, and I feel really bad that I just got him a copy of War and Peace, which he said was his favorite book, but he already had the exact copy that I got him, so I took it back and I exchanged it, but I ended up getting myself one of those fancy foot soaking cups because my doctor told me it would help me relax because he thinks I'm a little too high strung, which is probably true.
Stay on target.
But, back to the point at hand, I still haven't gotten Speedreader a new anniversary present. Of course, it's not an anniversary, it's a monthiversary.
Stay on target.
So, I was going downstairs and I saw Mother Justice talking on a cell phone, which is weird because I didn't think old people use cell phones. My grandmother really doesn't know anything about technology, so she calls me at all hours of the day to ask me how to turn on her laptop and take a photo, and it's just kind of embarrassing. Sorry! So she was saying that everything was going according to plan. Southern Belle was under her control and that it was causing distress among the rest of the girls, and that she was moving on to the next phase of Operation Homecoming. So I went to Southern Belle's room and I told her everything I just told you, even the part about Speedreader's month anniversary present at the end.
Thank you for your testimony. I think you need to go to the health center before your heart explodes. Mother Justice was overheard speaking about a nefarious plan with someone. Do you know who was on the other end?
No idea, but the next morning I confronted Mother Justice about what All-Nighter heard.
Oh, my dear. Taken out of context, that must have sounded just awful. Operation Homecoming was going to be a surprise. I was going to get all of the Chi Beta Justice alumni together for homecoming, that's all. I know you would normally be the one to do this, but you have so much on your plate already, what with your studies and being chapter president and leading the team.
All right, but listen, we should talk about what happened last night. Although I love the rules and the order and the peace that has come from you staying with us, when the day needs saving, we really have to make an exception. We're Freedom University's champions. Without us, no one will stand up against the forces of evil.
You are 100% correct, Southern Belle. I overstepped and I'm sorry. I hope you and the other girls can forgive me. I just get so caught up in things that I tend to go too far. I just love you girls so much.
Oh, and we love you too, Mother Justice.
Belle, it's Major Opposition. He's back, and he brought his goons, Private Matter and Corporal Punishment. We have to go.
But Belle, you have that report for Super Team Leadership that's due tomorrow.
I know, but we have to go fight evildoers.
Belle, I really think you need to stay and work on your report. Maybe we should just call the pros. Armor Al, or the Incorrigible Hunk, or maybe Captain Delaware.
There's no time! I have to go! I'll do the report when I get back!
You're not leaving, Southern Belle.
Yes, I am.
Don't make me do the stare.
Not the stare. Is that it?
You're just gonna stare at me? It's not gonna work. I'm still gonna go. I'm going. I mean it. It's really not working. Bye.
What? That's impossible. No one is immune to my guilt rays.
You can keep staring all you like. My mama does this all the time. Yawn.
Wait, did she say guilt rays?
But only one super person in history has ever used guilt rays.
The guilt tripper. My mother, Valley Girl, used to fight her back in the 80s.
Oh, I hate your mother. Like, oh my God, I'm so totally gonna beat you. Like, gag me with a spoon.
So you're not a superhero,
I'm a supervillain. And you girls have no idea what my son has in store for you come homecoming.
Homecoming?
Your son?
She's getting away.
Let her go. We have got to stop major opposition.
And so you did.
That's right.
And you let the guilt tripper go.
That's right, Your Honor. We couldn't do both, so I took the team to stop the more immediate danger.
Very well. I must now confer with myself. I have conferred with me, and we have come to a decision. Southern Bell, on the charge of employing a known supervillain as your house mother, how do you plead?
Guilty.
Then I am afraid I have no choice.
Stop! After you guys dismiss me, Speedbeard have read the entire superhero code of conduct, and the exact wording is that you cannot knowingly employ a supervillain, and that if the villain happens to disguise himself and poses someone else, it is admissible, which makes total sense because Southern Belle totally would have sent her packing with her parasol had she known that she was a supervillain. I totally didn't know, and I'm super perceptive, so you can't really hold her responsible.
I know.
You do?
Of course. I know all laws. It's kind of my thing. That being said, I am throwing out this case.
Oh, thank you. Bye again. See you at home, Belle.
So that's it?
That will be all, Miss Tubbs. You are dismissed.
And so, Southern Belle left the Great Hall to celebrate her innocence with her fellow sorority sisters. And thus was another day saved, thanks to Chi Beta Justice!
Boy, we sure had a lot of fun today.
No, no, we did not.
But you know what isn't fun?
Athlete's foot.
Guys, we just got a letter from Chi Beta Justice governing body.
We're in the middle of the PSA all-nighter.
Shh! Quick, read it. Actually, not so quick.
Southern Belle, we were very relieved to hear that the adjudicator ruled in your favor and that your charter wasn't revoked.
Yay.
However, having read the transcript, there is one piece of information that we do find very troubling.
Oh, no.
You remained home while the other girls went to save the day, which is a violation of your duties as chapter president. Normally, the punishment would be dismissal from Chi Beta Justice.
Belle, no!
But, given your amazing record, we will allow you to stay in Chi Beta Justice!
Well, that's good.
However, you will be stripped of your position as chapter president.
Boo.
Your vice president will now be promoted to take your place.
Wait. Vice President? Who's your Vice President?
Oh my God, it's Legacy!